Hi, everyone. Well, today is Saturday, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going to the Lightship probably about 15 minutes before the hour. Okay, the day today is the 3rd of March, 2018, so let's clear this date for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen to bring you peace energy. And you might feel your body even changing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if you have a situation happening going on that you don't like too much, we'll see if we can get you out that timeline and bring you peace energy. So think about that situation, condition, event. Here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And remember, the clearings that we do, Creation Lightship clearings, are all to take stuff out of you. And you have internal stuff that you need to clear. And then the external stuff also can bombard you, but your most important thing is to get the internal stuff released. And from there, once you get stuff released, you can begin your healing process. So we'll turn it over to Ann tonight. So are you out there, Ann, or around? I shouldn't say out there. Yeah, I should say, Ann, are you out there, and are you very far out, and how far out is far out?
Yes, well, I'm here, present on the new earth, and yes, I agree, I don't want to be far out. I want to be, I don't want to be grounded either. I guess I want to be just grounded to the CLS new earth. So welcome, everyone, and Ron, thank you for doing these shows. It is Saturday night, as Ron said, so it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. That is Ron Amatron, who's been speaking. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. You can reach us with any questions, comments, or testimonials by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on the link to the CLS Weebly chat page and send a message that way. And by the way, just a reminder, that page is full of a lot of wonderful information and tips that you'll want to check out when you have a moment to, you know, just kind of read things. So welcome, everyone. And, and one of the things that Ron facilitates for us on Saturday nights is this visit to the Lightship, and you are welcome to request some rooms that you would like us to visit tonight, anything of nature, and send those in to the email address I just mentioned, and we'll visit those rooms tonight. Okay, I'm getting email messages right now. Oh, yes, and a reminder, thank you, that because it's the first Saturday of the month, we'll have a birthday party on the Lightship for everyone whose birthday is in the month of March. And someone, so the person is reminding us, thank you very much, and they say, food court, gold plates, no sweets for me.
Okay.
So that's fine. You can celebrate the birthday, birthday party, have the birthday party any way you like. Okay, and we got some requests coming in, and we got a testimonial about today's healing call, Ron. I thought I'd start with that. Dear Ron, okay. The healing call today was wonderful. I enjoyed requesting my healing to one of the masters on the Lightship. Some of my favorite healings are floating magnets and the amber blood infusion. Thanks for doing both today. Also appreciate the color healing rooms and more pin removals. Definitely felt something released from my knee. Thank you.
Great.
And that's right. And I was thinking that maybe some color rooms would be interesting to experience again this evening. What do you think of that?
Maybe we can go into, okay, we'll get four colors in. So maybe people could input their color, and the first four is what we will address.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. So if you have some favorite colors, I guess, or, you know, whatever color you'd like to experience feeling in your body as a healing tool. Is that, am I saying that? Am I describing that right, Ron, as a
the frequency of the color, yes.
And it's delivering, it's one of the methods to deliver the source energy to us, right, to heal us.
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, and we have a question. Okay, great. We have a question about color. Hi, Ron. On some recent healing calls, you have been putting us in color rooms, which feels really great. My question is there any connection to the colors on Earth? Might wearing different colors be beneficial to us?
Okay, the light ship colors would be a different... it's different, okay? Down here, you know, the colors will change and could help you, yes. I would say that's correct. So, you know, you may find a color that you like. And some people like certain colors. I don't know if they're born with that in their NATO barcode. What, like some people might like, say, red, you know, getting red clothes possibly, or maybe blue. Or maybe wearing white. So, you know, it depends on what that means to you, but colors will affect the healing process. There was a book that I came upon, it's probably back in the 70s, I think. I don't know what's in print or not, but a person did research on color therapy, and so you could jot this down if you wanted to check it out. It's called Let There Be Light. And I think the person was in Texas at the time, but, you know, that's ongoing way, way back. But they sold the gels that you have, like that you could put over lights and change the colors. And anyway, the guy did research on it. I guess his son took the business over, or something happened. I don't know. Maybe the powers to be didn't like that or something. But I think the guy did research maybe in the, you know, I'm guessing maybe 30s, 40s. But anyway, the book is called Let There Be Light. And I don't know if it's in print or not, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Interesting, Ron. And you know, some, I know a lot of people who do the clearings don't read at all anymore, but you can read a little, you know, and sort of skim.
Yeah, just read with your one eye and keep your finger crossed. You'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I don't know why this would be, but I thought, I would love us to go to the purple room. And two other people wrote in asking for the color purple.
We'll go there.
Great. Yeah, I put it on the list. Thank you, people, for writing in. We're getting a lot of requests. And, of course, the gold room that we do a lot on the light ship. I sort of don't think of that as a color, but I guess it is. I think of it as the metal, gold. All right. So I thought this is rather a really nice. I know. I wanted to ask about, did anyone put the water by their beds last night? If you did, write in and let us know how it went, because I said I would do it and then I fell asleep and forgot. And I'll try to do it tonight because I have the weekly water charging. But if anyone else tried that, Ron was talking last night about trying to put glasses or bowls of water at the four corners of your bed, because it would kind of create an energy field and be protective for the nighttime. So if someone did that last night, we'd love to hear it. And someone wrote in, I know I'm showing my age, but back in the 60s and 70s, everybody had water beds. The mattress was filled with water. It was thought to be good for the body. Wondering how they slept. My sisters kind of liked theirs, I remember. Just adding to the talk from last night's show. Peace. So, yeah, that's interesting because we had people saying different things about the water last night. Whether was it going to be restful or might it keep people awake, et cetera. So I...
If you guys want to try that, get four, whatever you want to do, glasses or bowls of water or something, and I'll run some peace energy into that maybe in 5 minutes here or so, and so you can just get the water handy. And you can give it a try tonight.
Okay, Ron. So I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm so sorry. I was reading something and I got distracted.
Yeah.
You're going to charge water?
Yeah. I'll charge your four glasses, containers of water for your bed, and I'll put peace into it. Maybe I'll do that in 10 minutes so people can have time to get the water and not rush real fast. So, and then you can experiment with that this evening. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. That's so nice, Ron. That is really nice, and it will make things so much easier because we won't have to, do four separate healings or activations. Okay. I'm going to go on with the email. Sun Grand Central. Stare into the sun and lose. Okay, so this person stares into the sun and loses track of time. Is that a dark side sun, and should we cord remove the planet with the planet cording removal next to our name, since sun is not one of the options?
Yeah, obviously that'd be a good thing to do. I don't know if looking into the sun gazing is good. You could burn out your iris and stuff, I don't know. And sometimes that new LED sun is very bright. That they're giving us to look at. So I just would not recommend doing anything with the sun by looking at it.
Right.
No. Well, what would happen if you looked at it for 10 minutes and then you got blinded? You probably would feel pretty stupid after that, not having eyesight,
I've only heard of that. I don't know. I've only heard of that being done an hour, before the sun sets or an hour after the sun rises. People, take a few seconds and look at it. I've heard of people doing that.
I wouldn't, myself, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Yes, okay. Well, thanks for letting us know that, Ron. And I know a long time ago you would suggest we could have cords plugged into the sun. If someone was cording us, of course you have now the people cording, but you would say you can command they be yanked out of you and plugged into the sun, so then the people will get some sun energy. And I believe...
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that any longer because we may not have the same type of sun that we had in the past. So thanks for asking that.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Because then you also said you didn't think the sun would cord us like other planets, but I guess it's a good idea to just release some cords.
Yeah, I don't think that sun's courting us, but, it could do something on a higher level that we know nothing about, but I don't perceive any cords. But you never know, The aliens can be very, very sneaky at what they do.
Right. Okay, so somebody wrote in, I have the book that you were referring to. It's,
okay.
I guess, author is Darius Dinshaw. They have, I have the book and the lamp with the color slides. You can also buy colored glass water bottles and put them in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know now. Now we're saying, you know, the sun isn't so not so hot.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well, at least I guess the book's still in print then, so that's good. So thank you for, you know, letting us know about that.
Oh,
I'll
another...
ask the person who wrote it, does the colors help you? So we'll see what that reply is. So back to you, Ann.
Great. And another person, thank you, just wrote in saying it's also available on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So I guess you're right. It's still in print. Let There Be Light, still in print on Amazon.
That's the only book that I know the title of. I just somehow remembered that one. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, this is a really interesting question. One of Ron's healings is the gray skies clearing that we've had many, many testimonials on, where it has helped people fend off weather situations, everything from, you know, rain to blizzards to hurricanes and just heavy winds, all sorts of things. So here's an interesting question, Ron. Weather, no rain. Does the gray sky clearing work to get rain too? Suggestions to break no rain areas. I'm in the, can you make suggestions to break the no rain areas? I'm in the Central Plains. Thank you.
Boy. Well, I'll talk about the gray sky clearing. When I was involved with some of the military stuff a long time ago, and that was the, I don't know if I'd use the word top secret name of the project. For me, it wasn't top secret, but maybe to other people it was. And that the gray sky clearing was getting rid of the aliens that were putting up the gray skies so we could not see their alien ships. So that was their camouflage, and we're taking the camouflage down. And I know I was on one of the BBS shows, you know, I mentioned this before, but, geez, it felt like I had about 20 different remote viewers coming into my room for like a week, and they wanted me to let them know what that code word was, because the different, different factions of each military, there's different levels of secrecy, and you know, one probably knew what we were doing, and the rest are kind of wondering what's going on because they could see something going on. Maybe they could even see it on, on the satellites or whatever, as they're detecting stuff, maybe with UV stuff, I don't know. But anyway, I finally mentioned the name Blue Skies, and all the remote viewers left. And these are all different countries having remote viewers in my room trying to figure out what's going on, because they knew that I was a focal point of this operation. So that's where the gray skies came from. So it was to, uncover the aliens that were causing problems here. So could that gray sky clearing help out to bring in rain? I would think it would, because if the aliens are there to prevent rain and they're camouflaged, I think that could also work. Normally it would be the opposite, but, you know, there's two sides to the coin and it could be work both directions. So, yeah, you might try it. Use the gray skies and put down need rain. and see if that energy could counteract what they're doing to prevent rain from happening. I think it'd be well worth a try. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone wrote in, and I had the same thought, the environmental imbalance clearing for lack of rain should work. And
yeah, I was going to say that also, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then there's the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. So there are three, really, you could put on. And I know I write in there, remove any clouds that are fake, that are alien or human or clone made. Get rid of their ships, devices, whatever's up there. Keep the real rain clouds or move them to where they're needed. Because I thought, well, maybe my neighborhood needs to be nice if it had rain for the gardens, but really probably reservoirs and whatever needs the rain more up in the mountains. And, you know, you can write a lot in that line. Right at the top of the healing, you can describe exactly to the light beings what your request is. So thank you, listener. Great reminder. That's okay, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, it seemed to work for my area. Okay. A couple of people have some suggestions for healings, Ron, that I'll forward on to you. Somebody wrote in about the... okay. About the sun. Medicals say we need lots of vitamin D for health and recommend the best way to get it is to be in the sun. What is Ron's take on that?
Well, it depends what timeline you're on. That's what I would say.
Okay. I'm just thinking of this now. If we feel we need supplements, vitamins, minerals, is there a way to charge waters to do that, or is there a healing where we could make requests, or maybe we shouldn't even do that?
I don't know if I would. You could try it. I don't know. I can't say that. You know, the water can give you what you need in the moment if you do the water stuff. But as far as trying to create like vitamin C or something from the website, you know, I don't think it would possibly do that for you. Because everything works in the present moment.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, I guess people have, of course, a desire to be healthy, and we have the wonderful healings that do so much, but then you do get information on the physical level, and, you know, it's hard to know sometimes. Should you be combining them, or should you... You know, just not worry about all the third dimensional, for better way to put it, for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah, just try what you can, I guess, if it's a product that you wish to have, and see if it works for you. But, you know, the clearings are on the website to get rid of stuff out of you.
Right.
And so, you know, the body will eventually... you know, get back into its own healing mode as you start releasing the negative energies or obstructions, et cetera, from it, so that you can actually have healings. So, you know, something might work for one person and not work for another.
Right.
But, you know, you do have to get rid of the densities. And no pill is going to get rid of a density, okay? So remember, you need to clean out your body. That's the whole process. That's why we have the whole lifetime clearings, to get that stuff out of you. And that's all that I can stand on as far as what the website can do, is to release your densities. So So back to you.
Right. And if I was just thinking, though, if you did the mind of the body clearing and put in to have your body healed to create its own vitamins, minerals, and supplements, whatever energies it needs, that might be a good healing.
Yeah, you could try that and see.
Okay. Okay, and someone wrote in regard to the person wanting rain, used the gray skies timeline crash and the environmental imbalance, the earth protection timeline crash and black mist fog removal and green mist goo removal the night before the bomb cyclone left my area unscathed. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Wow, that must have been frightening. I mean, just the word cyclone is scary enough, but the bomb cyclone, that's really, really sounds awful. Okay, someone else wrote in about rain. Oh, timeline crash drought.
That's good.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. I mentioned, we both mentioned courting or not courting to the sun, and a listener wrote in, sun, solar flares affect people's mood, so uncord for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I forgot about those. Okay. Okay, next to my name, this I think it's the same person that just wrote in about the cyclone. Next to my name listed heavy winds and rains for the East Coast bomb cyclone in addition to the earlier recommendation. So, yeah, and all Ron's healings, all the CLS healings, you can write next to your name because it looks like one small strip, but you can really put a lot in there and the light beings can read it all.
Yeah, just keep it simple. Don't add a bunch of stuff, you know.
Right.
You know, just try to keep everything just very simple with the least amount of words.
Right. Okay, so someone's asking for your special weekly calls. Can they be done by absentee without calling in? Thanks for y'all do. Thanks for all y'all do.
Yeah, you can, yes.
Yes.
Once you're on the call, you're absentee. And then it's your choice if you choose to come on the call by calling in on the phone number.
Right. Okay, question here, mind control. Where do you enter the names of dark side practitioners on the mind control clearing?
Oh, boy. I'm seeing if I can get the one of those pages changed to have some input to it. That would be the, I think the mind barcode. I'm trying to get another page up. On that one, I'm not sure, Anne, so.
Well, I believe you'd put it in the incident box.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
I know because I've done the dark side practitioner clearing, and I just put, you know, remove all cords, ties, attachments, everything, curses, hexes, spells from this person. So a suggestion, thank you. Any supplements, object clear them, and then that will enhance them, and it's also insurance that you're not putting something detrimental into your body. Great idea. We have a request that the body rejuvenation healing be made put in as an unlimited healing because now it's not. It's part of the body jumpstart. And I think you might be planning to do that, Ron, but you haven't done that yet. Okay. And okay, we got another more information about that book. Thank you very much. And okay, so I thought I want to read a really lovely thing that someone sent us, Ron. I think we have time. I haven't checked the time yet. We have time before we go to the lightship. And I feel like this will bring a lot of peace to people. Hello, co-host and Ron. Since doing the two brain special calls and listening to archives, this ascension information has taken on a whole new meaning. This came from the website and is a great review. So the listener sent in a couple of paragraphs from Ron's website, and I agree so much that it's a great review, and they're essentially saying, I've read this before, but now I feel clearer and more centered and in the now, and I really get it. So I thought, wow, I think a lot of people probably feel that way. And so I wanted to share that, Ron, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sure.
Okay. The biggest challenge in preparing for ascension is to release the emotional programming stored in the physical body. Release critical thoughts, energetic constrictions, disease and discomfort, anger and hatred, self-centeredness, fears. You are not alone in this process. If you choose to prepare for ascension, the creation lightships, divine light beings, can greatly assist you through their clearing and healing sessions. The ascension process works with three major distinct energetic systems aligned within a vast array of holographic forms: ego consciousness, physical body, spirit energy. All three energetic systems need to work together in spiritual harmony for the ascension transformation. For the majority of humanity, the ego consciousness has been in charge of physical survival, which has dominated the daily decision-making process. The ego is mainly fear-based, defensive, and reactive in its behavior. For ascension to occur, the ego, with its powerful control of thought, must surrender to your divine spirit residing within your heart center. When your divine spirit is in control, you can then move out of fear and into the higher consciousness of love. Your divine spirit is the energy conduit to receive physical healings. Your physical body's healing effectiveness is proportionate to your spirit's ability to integrate fully within your body. The purification process requires each person to connect and listen to their spirit's guidance. One must clearly hear and understand their spirit's request for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. Most people do not consciously communicate with their divine spirit. This needs to change. Being able to listen to your spirit is vital. Your spirit provides your physical body with conscious divine guidance and the life force energy needed for physical healings to take place. And the ascension teachings originated from the creation lightship. These teachings have come to humanity from the divine light beings that reside on the creation lightship. Some choose to incarnate on Earth to offer their assistance to humanity. They offer their assistance prior to each cyclic universal energy shift. Throughout the ages, divine ascension teachings have existed. They show the way humanity can regain their divine spirit connection. Unfortunately, these teachings have been replaced to a large extent with false teachings. The majority of people have lost their spiritual connection with resonated with divine truth. This is due to being immersed in the very dense energy throughout their lifetimes on Earth. People have been exposed continually to imposters of the light within their false teaching and propagandas. The universal shift is fast approaching, and at this time, the imposters of the light are bringing forth large quantities of misinformation regarding ascension. These false teachings are being circulated for the purpose of holding humanity back one more time. It has worked before, and false information is being pumped out and at an accelerated rate to further confuse and entrap humanity. Thank you very much for that. So, Ron,
yeah.
Is that all familiar to you?
Yeah, it kind of brings back memories, yeah.
The only thing I would say that I know you started out using the word love, and it actually came up on last night's show also, but you've explained something very different now about love energy, and that we don't really want to be connected to it. In fact, you disconnected us from love energy on a show recently. Do you want to just really kind of go over that again for people, Ron?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to talk about something without using the word love. You know, like I say, you know, you can do that process, love it out of your life, you know, to do that one particular, you know, situation where you say things out loud and you know, how you're going to feel about it and stuff. But anyway, sometimes that word is, you know, is used. I'd rather use the word peace, but sometimes you can't insert peace where the word love is. But if you can just know that when you say love, that it's actually peace, that's what you're striving for. You want to have peace, not love, because love is in duality. And that's the problem that we have. In fact, I don't know if I talked about that. We have a new video up on YouTube from my Saturday post-conference talk at the LAX Hilton. That was the Conscious Life Expo. That was just put up by the webmaster. So thank you if you're listening. And so that's up now online. It's so over 2 hours in length. So you may want to check that out. It's the most current one. I have two other ones that we could probably put up too. I'll have to get those over to the webmaster, I think. But anyway, yeah, you want to be in peace energy. And that's why we do the mind to heart drop, you know, to do that. I didn't have mind to heart drop when the website was created. I had to figure out a way to bring people into the now instantly and to give them peace. So that's what came about, is a mind to heart drop. And now we talk about it on every show that we have on BBS Radio, and you should be doing it yourself. And it's probably the best thing that you can do for yourself to bring you back into peace instantly.
Right, and also the free Be Here Now clearing will help. If you're very
Anything
scattered
else?
And know you're in mental energy, sometimes it's hard to even do the mind-to-heart drop. So Ron has given us the wonderful Be Here Now clearing, and please avail yourself.
That one
worked.
Also, yes,
Oh, and Ron, someone just reminded me, you were going to charge the four waters for us.
Oh.
So hopefully everyone, I think, has had plenty of time to get...
I'm glad they did that, yeah.
And all together right now, and I'll spread them out.
Okay, so get them ready, everybody.
I'm sorry, Ron, excuse me. Should they be in place at the four corners of the bed, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter, just so that
okay.
You have them. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to charge them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Wonderful. So there's your water, and, you know, when you choose to, just put them on the corners of your bed and just see what happens. This is an experiment here going on. Anything else before we go to the light ship, Ann?
I guess we're ready to go to the Lightship. We have a lot of rooms that I can okay. that people have requested that I can read off to you.
And, yeah, sounds great. So let's go. We'll hit
okay.
it. So here we go, everybody. This only works live tonight on this particular VBS radio show. And we'll have our birthday situation, too, going on here. So let's go up to the Lightship and bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants along with you. If you're on an archive, you feel peace energy. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And going to many, many rooms. The hot tub room we always go into. And we'll just start off with the floating magnet room. And then now have Ann tell me what other rooms to go into. Maybe we'll do the
okay,
color,
Ron.
We'll do the color rooms in a little bit here. So here we go. Floating magnet room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And these are used to help release pain out of your body. So if you have some pain, you may want to maybe hold your hand there where the pain is. That's a possibility. And next room, Ann?
The amber blood room.
Okay, here comes the amber blood. So this we do on the Saturday and Sunday calls. And we're having a call tomorrow. So here we go. Amber blood coming your way. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room?
The lion room.
Okay, and also request healing maybe every 15 seconds out loud. So Rick, here comes the lions. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Okay, the Himalayan salt room for sinus and lung, respiratory, etc. Respiratory aid.
Okay, here we go. Went into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie. Next okay. room.
Okay. The magnesium salt bath for muscle rejuvenation.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And here's a new one, the beauty parlor or spa room.
Oh. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great.
Okay. The mineral and metals room.
Okay, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Maybe we can do some colors now, Ann.
Okay. First color requested was purple.
Okay, here goes purple therapy. We'll purple therapy room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And pink?
Pink room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Blue?
Blue, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, the gold room.
Okay, I'll use the word stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
And let me go back here. I'm sorry, did I say crystal, the crystal room? Oh, we're doing color.
Yes, doing colors. I'll do the yellow room.
Yeah, yellow.
Yellow color. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we can go to the crystal room.
Yes.
And okay. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do a few more, maybe 3, 4 more rooms, and then we'll do our birthday, okay?
Oh, right. Okay, terrific. Okay, the elephant room.
Okay, here they come. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to bring in the bears. So here comes the bears. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the little chipmunks and squirrels. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can't forget the blue jays. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And dragonfly room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And do you have a couple? Then we'll go to the food court.
Okay, let's think. Well, someone did say the gold plates. So is that, yeah. I guess that's something you do at the
food court. Yeah, I'll do that right now. We'll just go start off with the food court. So go into the food court room right now, everybody. This is for our birthday party for people born in March. Here we go. So,
and you don't have to have cake.
Yep, we can have cake and dessert or whatever, juices. So let's go to the gold plate room. So we're going into a room and putting our hands on these golden plates and also our feet. Some people have gold plates for their feet. And it's sampling your energy right now. And now we're going to go to another next room, and we'll be energized with this gold energy off the plates here and whatever the body needs. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you might feel a little metallic taste in your mouth. Maybe your saliva is changing slightly right now during this process as this energy is working through your body right now. Remember, you're bi-located onto the light ship, even though you're still in your comfortable chair or bed or something, or sofa. So here we go. Let's go into the food court now. And I always look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and hot fudge and nuts and the cherry on top and the whipped cream and the whole nine yards here. Size of a pencil eraser, so you get a magnifying glass to have it look like it's really big. And you put it, we're putting that, whatever you requested. And it could be soup or pie or something else. They got rhubarb pie. And looks like they got some blackberry and blueberry pie. That looks good. So here we go. And there's ice cream and toppings and, you know, chocolate drizzle, et cetera. Might want caramel. And it's all nutritious for you. So here we go. I'm going to take it, what we have now, put it underneath our tongue. And that's yummy. And here we go. We can get seconds and thirds if we wish. And we'll start to have the light being choir come, and we'll start to sing happy birthday to those that have a birthday this month. So here we go. Happy birthday, people. And the balloons are coming, and graffiti is coming down from the ceiling, and it's having a great event. And little things that you blow make noise out of your mouth. And happy birthday, everybody. And you can get seconds and thirds, fourths if you want of the food or sample something else. And there's more gold plate energy coming to you. And we'll leave the food court now, thanking all the light beings for joining our wonderful experience here. And we go in a couple more rooms before we come back in. So anything that we need to go into, I think in the koala bear room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And
how about palm trees?
Palm trees, okay. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the ostrich room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do one more room in. So what do you have there?
How about the daffodil room?
Okay, daffodil. So one, two, three, four, and five, and request your healing. And I'll go into the sunflower room. That'll end the session here. So here's sunflowers. They're very large. These are about 8 foot in diameter. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship. Food court room. So here we go. Coming back, and we're still going to be on the light ship as we do some more healings here, but we'll come back in the food court. So one, two, three, four, five. And I want to go into the room that has the floating magnets that we've been in, and I want to go into the one with the air cushions and body braces. So here we go. We're going to get those installed, and then we'll come back. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Coming back now, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Here we are. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, that was really, really wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much. I wanted to just say that somebody actually wrote in last week wanting the Amber Blood Room. I had requested that, and I missed it, so I wanted to be sure and get that in tonight. And I wanted to just let people know that you can get Amber Blood healing anytime, because I know a lot of people really enjoy that, Ron. They write in a lot about it on the, from the calls. It is an option on the Alien Blood Barcode Removal, which is part of the Alien Freedom Bundle, which you can find on the website or on the Weebly chat information page. It's described there. So you get four clearings for unlimited for $150. So that's really great. And you can do Amber Blood then anytime you want. Okay, so I'm going back to emails, Ron, and you mentioned you have a new YouTube video, which is, of course, wonderful, and someone wrote in about that. Just to draw people's attention to the new YouTube video of Ron in the 2018 Expo I saw the other day. I really enjoyed it, and Ron said some very interesting things. One time he said how the planet is now so corrupted, even the aliens are going elsewhere. The image came to me of an orange that has been sucked dry, no juice left. Maybe the aliens have indeed plundered us for all we are worth, and the rich pickings are not so much there anymore. Time for pastures new. Maybe one can see the aliens as similar to pirates and marauders going from planet to planet across the cosmic oceans. Thank you again, Ron, for all the amazing stuff you do for us all and the planet.
Thank you.
And another testimonial. Last week's bone marrow healing call was very powerful. I felt a new surge of strength and vibrancy in my bones and body, as I have been very weak and ill. After the conference call, the next day, I found myself walking round and around in a circle in what I call my sacred grove, a ring of trees near my home, feeling very happy and at peace, and then gently jogging even for miles across the downs.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. This listener is from the UK, so I guess we don't really know what downs are. I'm going to guess they're like a field. Probably most people know what that is, but I don't. So last week, this person wrote in, Ron, you may recall, that they actually blacked out for a while they were on a bus, and they ended up going to the end of the road. And he says thank you to you for discussing that on the show and explaining that it was timeline shifting but not yet crystallized. And he says, wow. So, and then he goes on to say, it reminded me of the scene in the movie Jupiter Ascending. I saw where the scene of a city in which the heroine is behind her, what's behind the heroine is very chaotic and unformed, whereas when she turns around and focuses her consciousness on it, the city suddenly appears solid and real. I also thought today of a play on words, mindset or movie set. Set as a verb is like concrete setting or hardening. So our minds make the movie of the world set or solidify before our eyes.
Very good.
Yeah, very well said. Thank you very much, listeners. So much great emails, and we really appreciate it. Okay, somebody had a question about the object clearing. Here we go. Not it. Their question is, well, here's another question. Let me go to this one first. Just to clarify, is it best to take a new picture of ourselves once a month and use that in front of the light beings for the online clearings? Is once per month correct, or once every 3 months?
Yeah, once a month would be good. And yes, it would be good to do that because it's the you that's more current than an older you, okay?
Right, right. Okay, that's great to know. And another question about healings. Good evening, all. I'm using the object activation, and I'm guessing that once activated, these items are good for a week. Is that so? Thank you.
Well, they're neutralized, okay? And so they're peace energy, and it depends what takes them out of peace. So it could last, a lot longer than that. As far as the objects that you're clearing, is that what the question was, Dan, or were they inquiring about how long the clearing is good for?
How long the clearing is good for?
You mean as far as entering the clearing, is that correct? After you pay for it, how long can they use it? Is that what the question
no,
is?
No, I believe how long will the items stay activated that you charge?
There's no way to know. There's no
right.
way to know on that. It depends if somebody looks at it and does a psychic attack on it, then it may take it out of peace. So you should be able to, maybe figure that one out a little bit if your whatever you used was changing. If you're wearing something on your body, chances are it may not last that long. Because it'll pick up your energy if you're not in peace. So if you go through a drama and trauma and you're wearing, certain clothing, then that clothing is going to be contaminated with that particular mindset that you went through. So you want to wash the clothes, and that could help it. But for jewelry and things that you probably can't wash, then you could use the object clearing to neutralize it. But it won't pick up your mindset of what's going on. So it will be peaceful at first until you choose to interact with it some way and take it out of its peace. So back to you.
Okay. Someone just wrote in, Ron, I appreciate all the extra time on the light ship. It helps me relax and heal. That was a nice long visit tonight, Ron. Thank you. And someone else wrote in, that bilocation was the most powerful I've experienced thus far. Thank you all so much.
Great.
And, I just wanted to say about the object clearing, because I do it a lot, and I've had things feel like they go off, like if it's a piece of jewelry and you wear it out, people look at it and it doesn't seem like it's already like the next day doesn't feel charged. And then I've had things that I don't ever feel I have to charge again. They're in my home and they don't go anywhere and nothing really changes. I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, and we have the expo coming up in New York. So if you wish to have your picture in the chamber for healing, you have a week to get it to us. So you'd want to get it to us probably by Friday or Saturday of next week.
Right. Okay. So the 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
That, and you can email a picture, and the charge is $100. And Ron will put your picture in the light infusion healing chamber for the whole weekend. We have a request, Ron, for a sample of the hopelessness clearing. We have a listener who's going through a physical extreme stress, extreme problems, and hopefully that might make this person feel better.
Okay, here we go. So you need to think of your situation that you're going through, and here we go. We're going to help you release that from the timeline or timelines that you're connected to. So here we go, releasing you from that to bring you hope. Stronger, stronger. There we go. It's connected. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay, there we go. Hope this helps you out a lot. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Another question. I think we'll just have time for that, Ron, before we say goodbye. A question about the light infusion healing chamber, which, of course, people can visit live when you go to or go into live when you go to the expos, but it's also a whole life wonderful healing on the website. So this person wrote in, I have the online version, and I've had it for years, and they noticed that there's a 7-generational light infusion healing chamber, and they're asking if you could talk about that a little bit, and would that help me clear my cellular, mental, and mind, I think they mean.
Yeah, I think that would help you do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so whatever...
generation, you know, I think that would do that. That's the 1-7 generation. Yeah, I would try that. Very interesting.
Right, so if you're, let's say you're running light infusion chamber to heal, help heal X body part or X condition, you would just put that in 7-generational too.
Yes, same thing, yes.
Okay. That's a great idea. Yes, if you do that, please write in and let us know how you do with that and what happens. So, there is a 7-hour healing call tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you enjoyed the experience of being on the Lightship tonight for a fairly short time, you'll really enjoy tomorrow's call. So you can still sign up for that and pay on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. And you're welcome to still join Ron. He'll be doing 3 Sundays for the month of March. He has weekday healing calls. Of course, he had one today that's the once-a-month call. But all of that information is on his website. And thank you, Ron. It was a wonderful show, as always, and I'll say good night.
Okay, everybody, let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So you need to command your spirit to help you out with this here. So you have to command your spirit to say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone. And enjoy your 4 glasses of water or containers around your bed. We'll find out how that works for you. See you later.